FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Epic Battery, Pindertile, Printmasters, and Wendy's.
Right now, put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say And I know your taste this a little bit. High maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. That pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. That ain't good game, homie. Sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, being able to jam the way that we are. I had to give you a little taste of that poetic justice, as Loretta's being able to indicate to you that isn't it like deja vu? It feels like poetic justice. We're going to talk about these things today. Grateful to be in your company today. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They're right down there on the left-hand side. Right down there as you're headed south. On the left-hand side right there, or the eastern side. Right across the street from the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. They have everything in store for you. As we are in this kind of a space, we haven't reached this two-week mark. We're just out of the first 7 days, so we're in the eighth day today of April. And if you haven't gotten your car insured and taken care of, or you're looking for one of those packages for your insurance packages and other packages that they offer down at AFS, you can give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you in this kind of a space. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They got everything, man. Now listen, I always kind of boast about them because I think that they're absolutely genius in what they do. Relentlessly being able to push to ensure that these things are taken care of. I got to let you know that. You can go down there and check them out. If you're in that kind of a space and you're looking to amplify some of your things that you got, whether that is your traditional things, whether that's church stuff, organizational stuff, community stuff, whatever that is, you can be able to get that thing done. Whether that is school stuff, and you want to be able to, I think this is BGCSE time, and you know all those persons who do the after-school stuff, and give those kids past papers and all those things that they can be able to assist you with that. Or if you're in this kind of a space and you're sitting down home and you're looking at a crumpled letter of someone that you loved who passed on, or some sort of a baby, scribbles or whatever the case may be, and you want to amplify that, you can do that, man. Da Vinci Printing Innovators can be able to assist you with that. They are excellent at what they do, and I want you to go down there and check them out. They are located on Village Road, right there at the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Right on the side of Mike of the Bahamas, they can take very, very good care of you in that kind of a space. And if you want to be able to find out more of the things that they offer, you can give them a call at 677-2922. That's 677 2922. All right. Check your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today. You got to be able to go and check them out and see exactly what's what. At any one of your favorite vendors or locations, you can be able to pick up this paper and see exactly what's what. Positive outlook, right? This is what our Prime Minister, Philip Davis, is saying. Moody's hails progress in government's fiscal position, the agency's upgrade outlook, but holds Bahamas' rating adjunct status, right? The PRP hails success in cleaning up F&M's mess. This is what they're talking about in the papers today. And the Bahamian man named in U.S. indictment is extradited from the DR, which is the Dominican Republic. And so he's down there. Butler Turner, Loretta Butler Turner, Minister denial is poetic justice. We're going to talk about this a little bit today. And I'd love you to join me in conversation. It's just you and I here today being able to jam the way that we are. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. It's peculiar for me as I look at this. And I know that during the time that we're in, as we transition into a space where everything is going to be viewed through the lens of politics, it's just peculiar that at one point last year, I think a few months ago, the Prime Minister would have taken on this kind of a position of rejecting S&P status and, you know, the things that were being said during that particular time, right? And today, when there is a perceived positive outlook, which is peculiar for me, I just want to be decent with you, which is peculiar for me. It's a peculiar thing for me. As we're in this kind of a space, now we're going towards a general election, we're going towards this kind of a space that things are going to be able to happen in the country and everything is going to be viewed through the lens of this is what we've done for you from a political standpoint. And we know that our government, or the government of the day, the Progressive Liberal Party, has a responsibility and a relentless desire to find themselves back in a position of leadership come next general election. Now, there's speculation as to when that next general election will be, but despite the speculations, we can all say, undoubtedly, that we've seen political activity pick up significantly over the past few weeks. And so there's an expectation that because some things are looming in the atmosphere, and we've seen some keys give out for some houses, we've seen some babies getting kissed, we've seen some groundbreaking stuff. We've seen our Prime Minister locally, more locally, and being able to touch some persons locally in the Family Islands and other spaces than we've actually seen him being able to do his travels. And so we've been watching these things. And in watching that, we know that everything will be gauged through the lens of politics during this particular season. Now, we look at this positive outlook. And you can rating agency Moody's yesterday upgraded the outlook on the government's Bahamas rating to a positive from a stable positive development that was quickly welcomed by the Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis, who said it tells the world that the Bahamas is regaining its financial footing and that the world and that the work we are doing is credible and impactful. I got to circle this. This is what it tells the world, okay? We cannot deny that there has been some things being done, despite the fact that if it was in the pipeline, despite the fact if it was set up prior to you being able to come in this position, the Prime Minister is not incorrect. It does tell the world these things. But is this the proverbial quiet before the storm? We've been having a conversation about these tariffs, the shifting thereof. We've been talking about these particular things. We've recognized and listened to economists and other persons indicating that there will be a significant downfall and taking us all the way back to 2008, 2009, to indicate that when America had its credit crunch and those tribulation that existed in there and persons were laid off from hotels and all these things, there is an expectation. We've heard from John Rule that indicated that the local economy will feel a significant impact as a result of what's happening from an external standpoint. We've heard from these things. We've heard that. And whilst it's good to be able to celebrate these things on the one hand, I don't think that we should be able to exhaust ourselves and become breathed. What are these called? You know, how you labor to breathe as we continue to be able to, I don't know, relentlessly cheer on a position that is, for the most part, it seems to be temporary. Now, this is not me seeking to be able to diminish, take from the glory of the moment that exists now. But leadership is fluid. And the fluidity in this particular space is that it's not here one day, gone another, happy one moment, sad another. This is the same moment. And in a simultaneous space where you're providing positive information, you could talk about the potential of what you can do as an organization. And then at the same time, you should be able to render or give us information as to what our expectations are for a shift from a financial shift in our communities. Now, I have said to you that our government has a responsibility of being able to cast a vision. With the expectation of the forecast that we've had, now they have to make a determination how to strategically place themselves in these positions. That may be difficult for the PLP. We haven't seen much governments over the past three decades in this country walk and chew gum the same time. We haven't seen much government. So their focus is steadfast on one particular thing, is all hands on deck, is a relentless focus on whatever's before us. And what's before us right now is the next general election. Are you giving consideration for what's inevitable? Or if you get back in, we'll deal with, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Or are you preparing yourself to be able to ensure that the Bahamian people are in a good position? I wrote an article to, I sent it to St. Vincent Times, I sent it to Barbados Today, I sent it to the Barbados Advocate, I sent it to the Jamaican Gleaner, I sent it to the Tribune, I sent it to National Guardian, okay? St. Vincent Times has put it out there. And so I put it on my Facebook page, right? Just a little snippet. But hopefully the others will be able to put the article out there. And the article is really about being able to find the contrast between our leadership and the sovereignty thereof and our strength, or whether or not we genuflect relentlessly to this posture and position. The article actually speaks about Mia Motley taking on this kind of posture and talking about our sovereignty while simultaneously she's asking for lenience. I'm absolutely confused by this. I am absolutely confused by this. I don't understand what she's doing. And I don't understand with any traditional person that likes to be able to embody this idea of sovereignty and being able to speak about Her Majesty's sovereignty that she's given to. I'm confused about this because I understand the English language. You all sent us to school. Despite the inadequate information that we've gotten and received, despite the lopsided information that we've gotten and received and the education that we've received in our high schools, we could understand. The reading, writing, arithmetic generation had passed already. So now we got to a comprehension and dissecting. We could understand. You give us the information of sovereignty. You tell us about the sovereignty thereof. And then simultaneously, you say, somebody give us our sovereignty. I don't understand. I'm confused. And this is the exact language that Mia Motley has taken. Her posture. Her position. Now, she represents, for the entire Caribbean, when Barbados stepped into a position of independence and being able to identify what she's done, especially as a woman in this sort of a misogynistic climate, right? That is a lurking thing. It's at the underbelly of society, misogyny. Nobody talks about it, but it's there. Nobody talks about it. She has been able to navigate this level of misogyny in such a way and show herself brave, show herself strong, show herself determined, and show the leadership, the relentless leadership qualities that she's been designed to do in this time and season, just when we need it. She is able to be a proverbial beacon for the entire Caribbean. right from Barbados, stepping away from, well, as we were having this conversation and asked our prime minister whether or not he would consider the same, stepping away from the monarch into a space of interdependence, independence, authentically. Not this proposed, projected, theoretical independence. The tangibility thereof. The reality. She did it. She did it! Now, she is the chair of CARICOM, the Caribbean community. And while I understand diplomacy and understand the necessity of being able to speak thereof with the kind of language that says that I understand how to navigate these spaces, but I need you to know that I'm strong and I need you to know that we have a desire to get to a specific position, she played that part well. She did well at that. And in doing well in those particular positions, when she indicated that we are not your enemy, of course we're not. And America knows that. But when a man is focused and determined to get to a particular position, and he seeks to scorch earth, remember that we are part of earth. And so we'll be burnt in his pursuit. That's what's happening right now with Donald Trump. That's what's happening right now with the entire Caribbean that represents 44.5 million people, nearly 45 million people. That's what's happening right now. And the only thing that most leaders can come up with is this sort of an idea to appeal to the good nature and tap into the nostalgia of the relationships that existed prior without an understanding that this man, Donald Trump, is dead set on doing what he must for America. I think I'll read a little piece of this, this editorial to you. Because it's not in the papers today, but I'm hoping that they'll be able to put it in the papers in due time and due season, whenever they see fit. But this is a conversation that'll happen, and I think I'm going to get one of my economist guys to be able to do this. On Friday, we're going to be going down to Sell All at the Marshall Plaza to be able to talk about some stuff and talk about some great stuff that he has going on there. So I won't be able to bring the guys in this week, but we will have this conversation. I think it will linger and continue to be able to be a topical issue as we go forward. So I just want to be able to talk about these things. And before I take a commercial break, let me see if I can be able to hit you with a couple of things. Today I come to you. This is the radio version. Today I come to you, not just a voice behind the microphone, but as a son of the soil and a concerned regional citizen, a man looking around and asking, where are we really headed? Because as global powers clash over trade, security, and influence, we, the people of the Caribbean, find ourselves once again watching, waiting, and hoping, instead of building, preparing, and acting. Prime Minister Mia Motley, as chair of CARICOM, recently laid out a grim state of the world, of climate disasters, misinformation, wars in Europe and the Middle East, and global mental health crisis, and now a looming trade war. And she's right. These are serious times. But what troubled me wasn't the honesty of her speech. It was the tone. It was the posture. Once again, we find our leaders appealing to America, asking the United States to remember its friendship with the Caribbean, to treat us kindly, to spare us from the storm. And this, not sovereignty. This is not sovereignty. That's symbolism. So let's talk about Haiti, the region's most misunderstood and misused brother. CARICOM says Haiti must lead its own solution. That sounds noble, but in reality, it became a polite excuse to do nothing of substance. No trade integration, no major investment, no serious regional commitment, nothing. And while we neglect our own within the region, we burn diplomatic energy begging Washington for relief. Relief from tariffs. Relief from rising prices. Relief from economic decisions we didn't make and can't influence. Now make no mistake, this is a trade war. And trade wars are a form of economic warfare. where the goal isn't just to win, but to dominate. With tariffs being slapped on imports, Chinese-made ships facing million-dollar fees, and American fortifying its industrial walls, the Caribbean is exposed, vulnerable, watching from the shorelines as the tides rise. And here's the bitter truth. We are the ants while elephants fight. But that doesn't mean we're powerless. Even ants, when united, can withstand the storm. Even ants, when deliberate, can build civilizations. But only if we stop pretending that sovereignty is something we inherit and start treating it like something we practice. CARICOM isn't here just to manage diplomacy. It's here to serve 45 million people across the region. That means investing in ourselves, in our own shipping, in our own food, in our own unity. Because while America champions Make America Great Again, it's not just a slogan, it's a doctrine. One that reshapes the global playing field, a doctrine of control, closure, and gentrification on a global scale. And while that's happening, what are we doing? Appealing for lenience. My brothers and sisters, this isn't just a time to plead. It's a time to prepare. We must integrate Haiti and not isolate it. We must trade with each other, not just import from the north. We must build a Caribbean economy that thrives with or without Washington's permission. We don't need another summit or statement. We need a movement, because the era of symbolic sovereignty is over. The time for strategic sovereignty is now. May God bless the Caribbean, and may we finally rise with no rhetoric, but with resolve. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. My producer stepped down. I just wanted to let you know I put that together. And I wanted to do that. And I know that this may be a hard pill to swallow. There's a follow-up to that. As a follow-up to that letter, I wrote two articles. And the second article has to do with Cuba and our fear of being able to incorporate Cuba into this particular conversation, into this idea. The second letter has to do, and that probably won't come out till after everybody's ingested the first one. The second letter has to do with recognizing that we cannot survive, for the 45 million of us, we cannot survive without the significant production and the soil that exists in these particular spaces. We cannot survive without it. All right? And so I'm excited about being able to talk about those things and be able to make those things happen with you. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Try the best, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
What if I told you Wendy's has a new burger? With a flavor so secret, it's almost too delicious to handle. Well, now it's time to unlock that flavor. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger. We can't tell you everything, but we can tell you that it's packed with flavor, including our secret barbecue sauce. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger today. Available for a limited time.
foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Somebody texted me and said, Howard, why would you send people to your lock profile? I forget I locked the thing, you know. Some crazy people was just, it was just, it's just weird. You know what I mean? People keep trying to be able to ask you to be friends and whatnot. I'll open it back up, guys. Please forgive me. But it's on my profile. And I'll also put it on my foundation page so you can be able to access that information also. Right? And we'll take it from there. But that's just the kind of a conversation I'm having with you. God joined me in the studio. I forgot I told him to sit with me today, but he joined me in the studio so we can have a good conversation with you. But I just wanted to let you know that whilst our prime minister continues to be able to tout this idea that his government has really been able to turn the curb, there is a 90-degree slope going down, 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 and we don't know the projection of how long that can possibly be. The transformation for this administration and the New Day administration, rather, in terms of the direction that it will go, has to do with being able to strategically form relationships within the region. Now, I know y'all scared. I know y'all scared to go against America. I know y'all scared to go against America. They scared. I know you're scared about the potential of what can be done to you, about the stories that have been told, about the books that you've read, about the things that have happened before, and you don't recognize that Marco Rubio, JC, JD Vance, or whatever this man name, Trump players in that space, are not concerned about nobody else other than America. Mm. And your key concern is trying to be able to hold together a diplomatic relationship that is crumbling in your hands. That thing is crumbling in your hands and you're doing your best trying to be able to put spit to it to see if it could be able to hold up again. You're trying to, and that thing is disintegrating in your hand and you can't see it. You can't see it. You're scared that if you make a turn, something will happen to you. Oh God, well, how it's supposed they take our visa? Ain't nobody can travel to America. Americans staying in America. You can't see what's happening. Canada yesterday came out and gave free access. Now, the Canadian visa is about $7. They say it lasts about 5 years or as long as your passport lasts. You could always come in Canada. But there are some countries, I think it was St. Vincent, Trinidad, Tobago, the Grenadines, and some other countries within the Caribbean that has free visas to go to Canada now. Canada has also opened up to strategic spaces. I think it's in South America and in the continent of Africa. They've given free visas to get to Canada. Canada's sitting in this position strategically trying to identify the relationships that can be able to bolster where it is, trying to find out where its citizens lie and how we can be able to ensure that we have relationships going forward for the comfort and the ease of our citizens. They ain't worrying about America no more. I just heard a news story on China. China has taken on the position that they have the blueprint for a great deal of the American products, and they decided that they'll mass produce American products and sell it at five cents to the dollar. So a 95% reduction on whatever sales that you have, they'll sell it to 5 cents to the dollar for each one of those particular products that they produce in China. The world has taken on a position to identify how we can look internally and take care of ourselves. If globalization is done with, this is an era of being able to look at the internal politics that exist within our countries. And whilst it's great to be able to, you know, hoot and holler about the positive outlook from Moody's, like I said, I don't want to depreciate that. Simultaneously, with the fluidity of the moment, you have to identify the vision for the future. You have to. You have to say how Bahamian people are going to eat in the next 18 to 36 months. If this thing keeps up, the entire environment of the Bahamas will change significantly. And we don't even know the value of being able to have a visa or a passport if we don't have the finances to travel. The question is, how are we going to ensure that we can be able to boast and boost our position internally? 400,000 people may not do it, but if we lock hands with 44.5 million people, or 44.1 rather, because we have 400,000, 44.1 million people, we could make a significant change. Guthrie Osborne, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard Grant. Pleasure to be back here with you again. And I, you know, was tuned in and locked and listened. And one thing I do appreciate with you, the foundation, is that the effort to be as fair as possible, to give commentary, and for those who are paying attention throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, those that are abroad, I just want you to stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we enter into this political season, because it is our intent to educate you and to inform you. There will be some entertainment, but for the most part, the purpose of the foundation, as I have deemed, has been simply to shift your mindset to create a better Bahamas. I would say to Howard Grant, I woke up this morning and my heart was heavy because the rate of understanding is still slow in our country. I'm not calling you people slow. I'm just simply saying that you people are traditional. And there's nothing wrong with being traditional for the most part. It's tradition that makes culture. But in your slow movement towards a new Bahamas, a better Bahamas, you have to loosen the anchor from the seabed of what was yesterday and be prepared to anchor in the seabed of tomorrow. And that tomorrow for us is a fight, based on what's happening now in North America. We cannot use the antics, as Howard is now saying, of yesterday in order to fight this battle tomorrow. It's going to have to take some bright individuals that exist in our country. It's going to take some bright individuals that exist in places like North America and Europe to come home and to assist our country lift it and continue to position it in the position that we've had before, which is number one in the region in terms of the Caribbean Basin. We are a great people, we are a noble people, but we cannot let senselessness, we cannot let ignorance, we cannot let stupidity win this war. We are the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, a proud nation, and as we move towards July 10th, I want us to remember who we are, what we are, and the whole joy and pride of lowering the Union Jack and raising our Bahamian flag, Howard Grant. That has to be in the heart of each Bahamian.
Well, if those particular persons and the Prime Minister of UK has indicated that globalization is done, I start to do some thinking. If globalization is done, if globalization and this sort of an access of global democracy and this one world concept is coming to an end, then we're seeing nations such as Canada, America, and others being able to look internally. And I started to figure out, what those names are, and I came up with a few. Whether this is strategic nationalism, that we call it, whether it is neo-economic, whether this is a post-global capitalism, whether this is the age of economic survivalism, and whether this is a gentrified world order. We don't know. All we know is all those things leading into a selfish posture where all for me and I for myself and God for us all. We find ourselves in this kind of a position. And if that country continues to be able to genuflect and grovel on their knees towards Washington State, Washington, D.C., and hoping for an opportunity to be able to tap into diplomatic relationships, while that is extremely important, there must be simultaneous work. We have the faith to believe that we could change the hearts of these men who've made these particular decisions. And if that doesn't work, we still need to do the work of transformation in our own in our own environment. Talk to me, Garth. Does that make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense. I'm watching the movements of our country, Howard Grant, and you know people tend to believe that we're biased. I've been accused, Howard, of beating up the Free National Movement. That's what they accuse me of. When I've hit at the PLP, I've not really gotten a response from the PLP because maybe they understand that what I'm saying is just true. I have hit out at the COI. Someone called in yesterday, Howard Grant, to say that you're not mentioning the COI. But I will say this much to you. This is still a live election. So, Howard Grant, if you would allow me as we prepare for this global situation that exists, just mention that this is anyone's race now to win at this particular point.
You mean locally?
Locally. Because what the people are looking for right now, and how would I give you some credit for this if I may? They're looking for a plan. You have said that the PLP had a plan, the FLM had a plan, and the only one that did not have a plan was the Bahamian people. Lincoln Bain and his COI have come up now with what they call a plan, which seems to be somewhat people-centric. I listened to Guardian Radio yesterday evening to Naughty and to Pearly and Mary J. And Lincoln was on as a guest. And, you know, Lincoln is saying, I got a plan. Here is where I stand strong, Howard Grant. At least someone is saying that they have a plan. And I've said to the Free National Movement, show us a plan. The Progressive Liberal Party has shown us this Vision 2040, and we have challenged them on 2040 because we didn't see 2040 unfolding for the first 3.5 years. Now we're seeing the PLP now in action. They're now moving and making things happen, and the Free National Movement is now repairing their relationship situations. And the COI is saying, you know what? We are strong inside, and we are now showing a plan externally to the Bahamian people and preparing to move forward. So these are the three situations that I'm looking at for this upcoming election. But I just want you to know one thing. Howard Grant, the people are listening to you, and you are measuring stick at this particular time. I know you are a fair person, and I know that if they listen to you, that this country will be better as a result of this upcoming election.
I appreciate that, and I just want to say this as I go to commercial break. I got to take this commercial break, but as I go into the break, I'd like to be able to say this to you, that the PLP is the PLP has the edge at this point.
They do have the edge, but they have to look at those 10 candidates, and they've already changed out 2. We said 10, at least minimum 10. They've already changed out 2. We heard about
I got information this morning that says that 2 other persons are actually stepping, decided that they're not going to run.
So we have Mike Al.
I got information this morning to indicate only that 2 today. More persons.
2 more.
And I can't even be able to solidify this information, but I'm saying to you that this is in the atmosphere. There are 2 more persons. We didn't say 10. So if 2 more and 1 gone, that's 3. You got 7 to go.
Well, no. 2 gone. Mike Al.
And if it's 2 more, that's 4. That means you got 6 4. To go.
That's what they're saying. And they're fighting you. Why are people fighting the truth?
Don't fight me. Don't fight me. When we get back, we can talk a little bit more about this. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onion, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. In your company, the foundation, just being able to talk about these things. Now, we talked about an international standpoint. We've talked about our prime minister being able to kind of shake the pom-poms about the recent positive outlook from Moody's and being able to say that the PLP has caused this turning of the tide, the shifting. Okay, we accept that's no problem. No problem, we can take it. We can no longer take this kind of a posture and indicate that the world has a craving and desire for exposure, so forth and so on. So the inevitability of things getting better, it would have happened naturally. No. We're going to say the PLP has done that. Okay, no problem. Now, let's see you use that sort of superpower that you have for transformation from an economic standpoint to ensure that you could not necessarily fix the forecast, but prepare the country for this significant blow. All right. I watched an article this morning that in the Tornado Alley, right, in the United States of America, there's a black couple who wanted to be able to create a space for these persons to do. So they were frugal in their position, and with the frugality of how they have actually done, it was maybe about, I don't know, $2,000 or so. They dig this hole 9 foot deep, and they put a whole bus in the hole. That's what the people do, old people.
I saw it.
They dig the foot 9 foot deep, put a whole bus in the hole.
In the trailer park.
In the trailer, right? Yeah. They put a whole bus in there, right? 75 people, they could stand comfortably, all these particular things.
I saw it.
And in doing that, they prepared themselves not for a storm that was there. Oh, God, I'm just trying to get someplace. Not for a storm that was there, Garth. For the storm that is coming. They prepare themselves. If a storm don't come, we still prepared. And so the superpower of transformation that the PLP has to be able to ensure that Moody's can to provide this outlook, to say that there is a positive outlook for the Bahamas, take that superpower and prepare the country for the inevitability of this shift that Donald Trump is actually in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the PLP could do this. And if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, the talent that exists within the Free National Movement, I know that they can do it also. However, they got to stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And once they are done and they've gotten all this fight out of their system, mm-hmm. now they can be able to return to the table and identify these things. My only fear is that time would not necessarily be on their side.
Mm.
That's my only fear. My only fear is that they're working against the clock, without being able to take acknowledgement of these particular times. I'd like to put a theory out there of what I could believe would be the possibility for the COI. Should I do that, Garth?
You could.
Should I do that? You and I spoke about this.
Why not? Let's talk about it.
You and I spoke about this. I don't see Dr. Minnis having no more place. I don't see him, from a political standpoint, being able to take another play. I've realized that what's the Jamaican song? Come back with blood in my eye. Come back with blood in my eye.
Make it plain. Let me see. I see another play, but go ahead. I see a play.
I believe that Minnis has blood in his eye, and not for anyone else other than Hubert Ingraham.
You think so?
I can say this. I think it's
not Michael Pintaud too.
No, Michael Pintaud is going to be a recipient because he's in the way.
You ain't being decent, man. I just left you yesterday and you ain't changed. You didn't pray last night, eh? Or you prayed this morning?
I pray all the time.
So what you did?
Michael Pintaud will be the recipient of a blow that Minnis wishes to levy against Hubert Ingraham.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the public, they play a good political game of being able to show that, I pay homage to Hubert Ingraham, so forth and so on. But I said something some months back, or maybe some weeks back, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called me and told me, Howard, you're talking foolishness, right? They called me and told me that. I said that Hubert Ingraham got swing 2 times for Minnis. And they tell me, Howard, you're talking foolishness. And they didn't want to talk like that. As soon as Hubert Ingraham has indicated that he's going to step down. He's going to do the right thing from the Westminster system. He's going to step down and be able to lead a by-election in North Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
He's identified someone that I think he was vetting for a long time, and that particular person that he has identified in the organization was Hubert Minnis. In identifying Hubert Minnis to take over the position as leader of the Free National Movement, the first thing Hubert Minnis said was, God, you're supposed to be here with me.
The Ingraham era is over.
Okay, but boom, boom, boom.
What were you challenging
boom,
me for?
Boom. No, and I just want you to help me because I don't want them people to think I'm making this up myself. Okay,
so what I hear with you.
So the first thing Hubert Minnis did after Ingraham has been able to dub him leader of the Free National Movement and everyone fall along with being able to serve him in that particular capacity is these first pronouncements that which was able to etch into the hearts of all those persons who support the Free National Movement, is over.
So now you then put me on the spot to think I am with you. So
you're right here.
So guess what? So let me ask a question. No, I got to push. I put something back on you then.
Okay, good.
Was he right or wrong?
He was wrong.
Why was he wrong?
Hindsight told us that he was wrong.
Why is he wrong?
Because Ingraham kicked him out.
Kick him out.
Of course.
So you said Ingraham's still active?
His activity don't have to be. Let me.
No.
He's a proverbial reptile.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Look at how I'm trying to wiggle out of my question.
Ingram is a proverbial riptide. We never see that on the surface.
No.
But as soon as you step in the water.
Some people don't see it. We do.
Okay. Because we understand the lay of the land.
All right then.
But as soon as you step in that water, bam, you get sucked under.
That's piranha.
Okay, now watch
me. Okay, good. I got you.
First thing Minnis said was the Ingram era is over.
Mm-hmm.
He gone through all kind of fighting. Loretta them fight him, say he's not the man that he's supposed to be, so forth and so on. He did everything, finagle his way into a position to be able to rid the party of Loretta. And those persons who remained, they were afraid for their political lives and did everything to do to realign themselves in serving his particular leadership capacity. We know who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
We know who these people are. And if y'all care for me to say, I will say. But we know who these people are. Some of them still strategic positions within the Free National Movement. However, Loretta has chosen to be able to step aside from the organization.
Yeah.
As we move towards a general election now, the momentum wasn't building fast enough as we approached the general election. And there was still a significant difference of being able to see whether or not Hubert Ingram would find himself involved. A few weeks before the general election, Minnis muster up everything he could and push his pride aside for 0.2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Ask Ingram to be able to step up on the podium and speak to the people. The Free National Movement won the general election.
Mm-hmm.
Handsomely.
Mm-hmm. In a big way.
Now, a lot of people say, well, they was getting anyway. No. Don't even try that. People were looking for the strength of leadership. And while they knew that this was not Hubert Ingram's position, once we understood and were satisfied that Hubert Ingram was going to play a significant part and contribution, people supported. People supported because of the perception of involvement from Hubert Ingram when he stood up on the stage and did everything what he had to do. Okay, now, boom.
That's an element. I wouldn't say that's
FNM.
That's not the total thing.
One.
I think the people felt disrespected by the PLP.
And Hubert Minnis shut the door the second time on Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know he shut the door because right after that, after COVID-19 and all these particular things happened. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't even COVID-19 yet. It was Hurricane Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
After Hurricane Dorian and all these things happened in his constituency on his island, he didn't get any formal introduction and no significant contribution. And despite the relationships he've had, both he and former Prime Minister Perry Christie, they were driving around in the golf cart. All these particular things happen. All these things happen. And now, so we have to measure Minnis. You have to measure Minnis by these particular things. Come down June 1st, Minnis wanted to go to a convention. He still was antsy for this position. He won his Kalani seat, but he's still antsy for the position of power and leadership. He wanted to take it back from Michael Pintard after all these things happened, and he lost that convention, 3-1. The FNM caucus said that they did not want him anymore. We thought that he would bow out gracefully and take on this kind of a position as an elder statesman and contribute the way that he can, if he could just be able to kind of release this egotistical indifference that he has had for some time, give him some time. That didn't happen. Now, we are at this position where I see that he's here with blood in his eyes. I want you to play that song. Blood in your eyes. Come back with blood in your eyes, right? He's here with blood in his eyes. And it is not for his position to get back as leader of the FNM. But I believe his desire is for Pintard, one, not to win, and to prove Ingram wrong.
We got to talk about that after.
There is
the
a
news.
Vengeance.
We can talk about that after.
There
the
is
news.
A vengeance that sits here, and none of us could understand this. None of us, politically, as we sit down trying to deduce the plays that Minnis can have to find himself back to leadership, none of us can identify what Minnis doing. None of us.
I'd like to break it down after the news. I think we can break it down.
So let's go to news. Let me go to news, guys. We're going to go to news. When we get back, we can dive deeper into this conversation and talk about these things and talk about the possibility of the FNM finding itself back on good footing in preparation to capture the next general election. Quick break. Get to news. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Me come back in for you. Nah, 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 nah. Come back with blood in my eye. Come back with blood in my eye, yeah. Come back with blood in my eye. Come back with blood in my eye, yeah. All them a go on and a tab up be cool. Come be show them right and know how we rule. Long time we have the dance tool. Nicky John, come show them your style. See them now, boom, one more dead. Come here now, feature slick up them head. With my musical experience. With my musical experience. Blood in my eye.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. This is for Minutes. He come back. I think there's a vengeance that rests upon him. I hope it ain't like the spirit that troubles Saul. I just won't be decent. I think that there is a vengeance that exists upon him. That, and you know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But you know, the competent authority have another word to say. I want to be as decent as possible as I have this conversation. I'd love you guys to join me in conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me at 422-4796. I feel as though, Garth, talk to me.
Let me
if
be honest.
I can't get it.
Yeah, but listen, Howard.
Nobody could get it.
I don't think people at times. I'm going to say this to you, Howard Grant. You spoke about the recession around 2008, thereabout,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
2009, right? And people were laid off,
mm-hmm,
handsomely, right? Do you also recall the road
stuff
done?
Mm-hmm.
Many people hated Hubert Ingram for that.
Of course.
It was a national disaster in the eyes of many. So by the time 2012 came along, we welcome Perry Gladstone Christie. When Perry Gladstone Christie threw up the bird, remember the bird?
He flipped the bird.
He flipped the bird, amongst other things.
As a result of someone indicating that this particular project
getting
across the street from him.
Yeah. Yeah, getting on his nerve.
Right.
Right. The people retaliated and a done deal. They went with Ingram coming back and endorsing someone new. The new person had the challenges of Hurricane Dorian and the pandemic.
These were unforeseen challenges.
Yeah, they believe there were still challenges. And I'm
when
trying to show
yeah,
you.
Yeah, when he reached them.
And the point I'm making is that Bahamian people will judge you based on challenges that you have to face.
Of course.
Right now, see.
Jesus Christ did the same thing.
That's why I try. Why are you so smart?
God judge you based upon the challenges that you endure.
But why are you so smart?
How did you take on the challenges?
Jesus mashed up the temple. Of course, that was the challenge that he had to pay for.
Okay.
So the challenge before Philip Brave Davis KC is what now? The trade war. If this thing comes down on us as it could possibly do.
But he has two challenges, just like Minnis had two challenges.
That's what I'm saying to you.
He had, Minnis had COVID-19 and Dorian.
Yes.
Okay. And Minnis was the right person in that sort of a position to be able to deal with it. COVID-19 being an epidemic or a pandemic from a medical standpoint, and he was the man that could be able to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorian, in terms of being able to preserve person's life, when he went down there and got all those persons and flew back up, we thought at that particular point that this guy could be innovative, he could be creative, he could do some stuff,
mm-hmm,
possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you're
and it took over.
Yeah. So
Green Eye Bandit took over.
So now, look at what we're talking about now. We're talking about this trade war situation. And in foresight.
There's two. Don't forget, the trade war just happened. This just starting. We are at the onset. This is our proverbial October 19 really kicked in for us in March, but we heard about it in October, in Wuhan, China. This is the proverbial October. This is the beginning. This is the preamble of a trade war.
Yeah.
They're seeing the trade. We ain't feeling the effects of this thing yet.
Get all the embarrassing episodes of FTX and everything else.
Okay. So now let's go back.
Right.
He is still dealing with the perception of corruption and not dealing with that in his organization.
This is where they drive it.
He may have tree storms that he's dealing with.
So I don't want the PLP to sit too comfortable thinking, you know, we got this walk in the park. This thing gonna happen like that. The Bahamian people, what they say in the Bahamas,
but the PLP got the edge, though.
They do. But no.
Despite all of this, the PLP has the political and social edge at this point.
Well, you want me to tell you something else, though, that you may not believe? You can challenge me today on this. The longer it takes for the election to take place, it's the stronger the
COI. They lose ground.
The longer the COI, the stronger the COI becomes.
No, no. The longer it takes for, this ain't about the COI.
They're becoming stronger by the day.
Of course they are. But I'm saying the position is either the government of the day gains strength or loses strength. The longer they take to call an election, they lose their
that
footing.
That is correct. And the longer they take, as you said, to get rid of those 10 candidates, it's the more strength they lose.
Well, we can see about these things, guys. The lines are wide open. I'd love you to join me in conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Praise
and
God.
Young man, I appreciate you so much.
Praise God.
You have to have been sent by God to have the strength that you have and to display it, and not only display it in our country and our nation, but in our hemisphere, this hemisphere. To me, you are on the right road to
Thank
me.
You.
But I'm only 84, so maybe I see my eyes not even good enough for that yet. Mr. Roseborough, how are you?
My dear, how are you? That voice sounds so familiar, but good to hear from you.
Very well, thank you. I met you before, right? Remember?
You know?
Were going into Bongs.
Of course I remember that day.
Hi, I know you. I know
hey,
you.
Beautiful, how you doing? Too. Man,
I am fine.
She's been listening
you,
to you for so long, and she loves your show. This is a beautiful
long
lady.
Well,
we can get together again. We got to meet at Wongse.
That must be. It look like that, eh?
Yeah, let's meet there. Let's do
but
some things.
But you be strong. Continue to be strong, and continue to hold Mr. Grant's hand up, and you all continue to look forward and do what you're saying. And like I say, be strong. We have to have that strength. We can't be afraid. All
Thank
right?
you very much.
And this is that time in the world now where our nation, the Caribbean nation, period, should be bound together in solving their problems.
Absolutely.
And that includes all of us, whether it's Haiti, Cuba, or whoever.
Whoever it is.
Thank you all so much.
I appreciate your call.
I'm right there because I could run on a little bit too, but both of you all, to me, seem to be on the right path.
Thank
both
you.
Both of you be strong. Have your eyes wide open. And don't waste your time with people who cannot see. Because if people have eyes and they cannot see and they can't understand, they may as well have none, right?
My God.
Thank
My God,
you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your telephone
She's
call.
A beautiful lady. By God.
Don't cast your pearls among swine. That's all I hear her
That's
say.
That's a good friend, man. I'm so happy to hear from her. I wanted to continue to keep healthy and strong, man. This is the people that made the fabric and the infrastructure of this country to be the great country that we are. And I'm so happy to hear from her. God bless you, ma'am.
Now, I won't get back into this conversation with you now, Garth. Now, let's talk about these things. I'm looking at this, and I still give the PLP the edge at this point.
Naturally.
The government of the day, for the first time, and we said this, politicians are going to take on this position. They say that I don't think I'm going to run anymore. Current politicians, sitting members of parliament, we will hear them. Take this as prophecy or whatever. I got a call some months back when the PLP, I think it was in December or in November, one or the other, right? And the PLP was having a one-day conclave in Bimini. Mm-hmm. Bimanites called me, Howard, all the cabinet over here, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're not giving out. The PLP has done their internal polling. They've identified some people who may be stragglers and they're going to be able to lose them. And they're going to make a determination and make a significant run for it when it comes to the next general election. Now, you and I talk about a lot of these things now, Garth.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that from a surface standpoint, There's a lot of issues that the PLP hasn't touched yet, but these aren't difficult things. All they got to do is fix the house, buy this, fix this up, clean up these things. These are just tangible things that can be done with a swipe of a pen. That ain't nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
These ain't nothing to talk about. The intangible things that has to do with corruption, that has to do with opportunity, that has to do with entrepreneurialism, that has to do with the realignment of the Bahamian spirit, that has to do with being able to fortify education, all these things to be able to really fortify our country, which needs to change. This administration doesn't seem like they're focused on that. They're going back to the infrastructural stuff, the things that you could touch.
But isn't that, see. That, but that's sad.
Yeah. But
it's very sad.
But and it's oxymoronic to call it New Day and you're doing the same old things.
Yeah.
But this is what they're doing.
But the Free National Movement hasn't given us a plan either that they're going
and
to
And that's why I'm saying their only buoyancy and their ability to survive through it all while they regurgitate the plans of yesteryear and give us them old school concepts and ideas in a progressive, moving, fast-paced world.
Yes.
And the PLP coming to us with trickling ideas, just drip, 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 drip. And we ingest that is because the FNM too busy fighting themselves.
That's what I'm saying. And then I was on Facebook this morning, right? This guy in Houston, Howard, got plastic and change plastic into a type of fuel that can be ran in your cars.
Yes, I saw that.
And I was like, what in the heck? When are we going to get to that innovation that we speak about that we want to perpetuate in our country? I'm not saying we lack the ability, but the encouragement is necessary. These particular giants, as they were in the political scheme, as you said, continue to practice yesterday.
Yeah, they only know about... See, these are like Goliath. They are men of war.
Mm-hmm.
Designed strategically for this. But they're confused when they're met with an opponent that is agile, that doesn't seem to have the posture of mm-hmm. men of yesteryear, but the passion and determination, that zeal and desire to run ahead and get these things done could knock you out. And they don't know what's coming. So they play Goliath. Mm-hmm. They try to be able to rid you, but you're too agile. That's what's happening around the world.
Yeah, the rock coming. That rock coming.
That's what's happening around the world.
If I could break down, Howard, quickly what you're saying to me when you talk about the edge. Can we talk about that edge a little bit? Why they have the edge? And, you know, I woke up this morning. I know you invited me back to your show today. And I said, man, I want to be in Howard. Got to stop giving out all of these solutions to these political
issues. Why? You think I can die with these things in me? Let's go. Let's talk about it. If they want it, they want it. It's a business.
You can give it away.
I don't.
Because you build
a nation. It ain't good to me.
Okay.
It ain't good to me. And I have a spring of ideas, a fresh spring, a fountain that's going to hit up every day. I can't even sleep sometimes, the thing overflowing in me. Go ahead, I give it to you. Take that.
Okay, good. But this is why they have the edge. We know traditionally that the Progressive Party from 1967 has been here. They've been a staple. They've been respected throughout the entire region. The Free National Movement, which has been the opposition, you've always said to us that it's a party of dissidents, but it was held unified under Hubert Alexander Ingraham.
I think it was.
At this particular juncture, the party has been so fractured that right now they're in the process of rebuilding. So if you're rebuilding, then it means that you cannot fight because your business right now is internal as opposed to now external. The PLP is still practicing external situations. They're not.
It ain't going to disrupt what they're doing.
It ain't disrupting what they're doing.
No.
The COI, on the other side, they're giving us the idea of unification because we have not heard anything in the COI other than the Maria Dadson situation when she was removed from deputy leader and replaced by the new deputy leader, Dr. McIver. And so now we see they are now externally fighting. So while the Free National Movement is attempting to rebuild, the COI is fighting and the Progressive Liberal Party is now defending. And that is why when you say that the Progressive Liberal Party has the edge, I agree with you wholeheartedly because right now
only
there's
now,
no fight
only
for
right
me.
Now.
Only for right now.
Only
and
right
until
now.
The Free National
they
Movement.
They can't keep this edge.
No.
Okay, so and this is my thinking. The PLP will do well when they see a lame duck to strike.
Well, we all do well when we see lame ducks.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The perceived infighting from the Free National Movement at this particular time is going to lead them to a position. When in the Free National Movement, they're rallying up, they're doing everything they have to do to be able to get the party on this position.
Mm-hmm.
And the party is agreeing with them. Many should have taken on this position similar to what former leaders would have done, bow out gracefully and allow the party to be able to execute the way that it should. Many didn't do that, and it led to a tumultuous position. Right? Michael Pintard said the other night, he said that 9 years of uninterrupted commitment and service that he rendered to Hubert Minnis, right? Said 9 years of uninterrupted service and allegiance that he's paid to the leadership of the party, 9 years that he's served him in these particular capacities. And he said that was uninterrupted. But just like a flight from here to Fort Lauderdale, just like a flight from here to Heathrow, wherever it is, it's uninterrupted in terms of pockets of turbulence. And I just want you to know, there has been a significant turbulence on that flight, that 9-year flight between Minnis and Pintard. We've seen the turbulence between Minnis and Dwayne Sands, Minnis and Pintard. We've seen the indifference that exists in these particular spaces, Minnis and Loretta, Minnis and all these particular persons, until he rid himself entirely of all these people.
Yeah, too.
And put around him the people that supported him.
Yeah.
This is where the poetic justice comes in.
The purge.
This is where the poetic justice comes in.
This is the purge.
Because the exact same principles, concepts, ideas, blueprint that you use, Michael Pintard now is using.
Yeah.
And it's hurting. It's hurting these things in consideration.
So far he has shown us that he's going back to Egypt.
Who?
Michael Pintard.
Michael Pintard has to do what he has to do. I don't disagree with him taking on that position. If it was Howard Grant, I would have done the exact same thing. I'm going to fire you.
You go back to Egypt.
I will not take long to fire you. I don't have no time to play games. I have a mission. I have a purpose, and I've been given a mandate by these particular people. Now, come the next convention, if they want to get rid of me, get rid of me. But I don't have time for you to be able to disrupt my leadership and the path that I'm taking to ensure that the people move forward.
Hold on, back up. And I want to extend gratitude to the Free National Movement for inviting us to their convention. I really enjoyed the convention. The flavor and the favor and everything else was there. I really enjoyed myself, okay? Let me just give you all that credit. Michael C. Pintard was put in a position of leadership based on Hubert Alexander Minnis stepping down Howard Grant. We've always talked about the puppet master or the ventriloquist and who's guiding this particular leadership today. Mm-hmm. I could not give full appreciation or credibility to Michael C. Pintard for decisions that are now being made. The other day, the puppet master and the ventriloquist were seen walking with one senator, they say, in South Abaco. So he's still involved. Still involved.
Alexander Ingram will be involved with politics until his dying day. This is who he is.
But you said you can't blame Michael Pintard. This ain't Michael Pintard decision, man.
Of course it is.
How to get his decision?
He sits at the helm.
So who said the one and done? It wasn't Michael C. Pintard.
Yeah, but Michael C. was in the position of service at that time.
He's still in the position of leadership.
He's in the leadership capacity.
No.
Garth. No. Let's take this show.
The position of leadership Howard Grant was the position of leadership that Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis took when he said the Ingram era is done. That's leadership. Don't get this thing mixed up. That was leadership, and leadership cost him. If Michael C. Pintard wants to now be in leadership and Hubert Alexander Ingram is still present, my friend, that is the same detriment that he will face. Don't be disrespectful to Papa. That's what we're hearing.
But no one's disrespectful to Papa.
But then I'm saying
the only disrespect in the entire monologue I gave you came from Minnis.
So I'm saying to you, Michael C. Pintard is following the instruction. You know Michael Pintard. This ain't coming from him.
But listen to me. You see what happened? You ain't see what happened. We sit right there. And Minnis, who we know enjoys at least 40% support, 40 to 50% support.
And still does. So he's a leader in his own right.
Listen, he enjoyed... And yes. I don't know whether or not he still does. Almost 50% support from the Free National Movement at the time prior to the convention.
Okay.
When we got to the convention, I said to you, I feel like Hubert Ingram went on that old red phone, that red phone, what Linda Clinton used to talk about.
The rotary phone.
He go on the red phone, he makes some calls.
Yeah.
We stood in the convention hall and saw people we ain't see for years.
Including Iram Lewis.
We ain't see these people for years. I'm not talking about young people. I'm talking about old statesmen in the organization.
Yeah, man.
That we hadn't seen for years that showed up to
Hubert Ingram.
He was on the phone. People called me and said, "Howard, Hubert Ingram called me. I got a vote." I was going to go with Minnis.
All the way from Iguana.
The people called me and tell me how I was going to go with Minnis, but I can't go against Papa.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they tell me.
That's what I'm saying.
You think Michael Pintard will fall to the same fate?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, now I'm trying to explain
you're
this to
you're on the same line
okay,
right
so
now.
I'm saying this to
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
Michael Pintard is still in the capacity of leadership right now.
Entitled?
No.
Oh, jeez, man. You didn't miss this, man.
No. No.
You think?
You could perceive that Minnis had the proverbial true sense of leadership when he was there. But the truth of the matter is that once Ingram decided to be able to get active, all this was over. Ingram changed people's life in this country that they will never, ever, 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 as long as they live, forget what Hubert Alexander Ingram has not only done for them, but for their family.
Okay.
And if he called them and say, I need a favor, they got to show up.
Okay, Howard Grant, let me...
None of them could do that.
Let me calm down a little bit, because you got me excited.
None of them could do that.
Give us the definition of leader. Find this right now and break this down. What is the definition of leader or leadership? Let me hear this from Howard
Grant.
You
want to get technical with this?
I got to. Because this is what I do. I break it down.
No, but the technicality doesn't count in this particular capacity.
No. Give me the definition.
All of us understand that the man or the woman who sits at the helm of an organization has the responsibility and the mandate to carry this organization to victory. When in this particular capacity, he had the responsibility to carry the PLP to victory. When Brave Davis, despite his capability of victory before, he had to sit until that mantle was passed to him to carry the PLP to victory.
Let me make it plain.
Hubert Minnis sat in the capacity, has the responsibility to carry the FNM to victory. And now Michael Pintard has the exact same responsibility.
Was that victory absent of the true leader?
Man, Gartha, I don't want you to get technical like that.
I have to because guess what? We're in the Bahamas. Right. We got a trade war coming to us and we got a prime minister who's the leader of this nation. And I'm going to ask you again, you think we're strong enough to challenge America if they go ahead
this
and challenge us?
This isn't about challenging America.
But I'm talking about the challenge of Minnis, the challenge of Pintard, and the challenge of Hubert Ingram. You got to understand who the true leader is in life. You could talk about you as the head of the church all you want, but the true leader of the church is God. Yahweh, Elohim, El Shaddai. No, the source of your strength, my brother. This ain't got nothing to do with you. I ain't nobody and you ain't nobody, but you know who is somebody? The somebody who saved you. So what you talking about? Could I preach?
I see you trying to preach, but I think I'm in the wrong church today.
You were going to try to offer it.
I see you trying to preach, but I'm not going to fight. Because as I look at this, I see Michael Pintard as the true leader of the Free National Movement. I know that he's in it.
So he could tell Hubert Ingram no.
He is taking it. He better know how to. He better know how to. He better know how
you
to.
You think he could tell Hubert Alexander Ingram no?
He better know how to.
When Minnis said no, what happened to him?
Minnis ain't never had a chance to say no.
He said your era's over. In other
Listen,
words,
excuse me. Minnis, Ingram ain't never had no chance to be able to lend him information. He shut the door right off the top.
That ain't what Minnis said. Not on our news. I watched it. Minnis said he extended to Hubert Ingram and to Perry Christie for help, and they...
As a token position, he told them, this is what you will be doing.
Yeah, and they said no.
And they say, the hell with that. That's not what I'm going to be doing.
Well, okay then.
In various capacities, the way that we've worked, and the relationships we have, you should allow us to be able to be... to execute the way that we should.
So who's the true leader then? If you ain't going to help the man, and the man asked if you help.
Telephone call, because you look like you're trying to start a little fight today. 323-622-3232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick call, and then we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening?
Everything good, man. What's happening?
Good afternoon, GNN. God, what's happening?
Hey, my brother. What's going on? We had you holding for a little while, but boy, it was getting hot up in here. Sorry about that. I'll take the blame for this one.
That's okay. You got 2 days to take the blame from. The next one is my honey. But anyway, don't worry about that.
Go ahead.
Howard. God got you today.
Okay.
God right on point today because there's only one marionette over there right now, son. Only one. And it doesn't matter who
Hubert
you got
Hubert Ingram
train.
Name ain't on no ballot.
It don't matter.
That's it.
Hubert that's Ingram it. Name ain't on no ballot. So if that's the case...
It don't matter.
Does Perry Christie run the PLP?
Well, who you think ran it? Even Fred Mitchell. Who you think ran that? They the marionettes.
No.
And it doesn't matter who is attached to those strings.
Oh, gee.
When they move
Preacher,
that string, you better move.
Howard only trying to be mischievous today. That's all it is. He know about the partnership. He know about the
of
partnership.
Course. I know.
Exists.
I wasn't in the room when they signed that. You think it's Peter Krieger. Oh. I don't know that. But that.
Listen to me. The mistake what Minnis made was when he said exactly what God said. The Ingram era is over. And he treat Ingram like that. That was his one and only.
Yeah, but he didn't know that.
No, but
he know that.
But hindsight is 2020. He know now. Because, he should never go out.
Because guess what? They don't understand when Minnis said that. He wasn't just saying Ingram.
Ingram, you know, giving him two time.
No, he was saying
listen
Ingram.
To me. Ingram gave him two opportunities to realign himself, and he slammed the door twice.
Yeah, in Ingram understand face. the depth of what he said when he said the Ingram era is over. He's saying the Ingram, Christie, and Pinlin era is over.
That ain't what he's saying. He had a mouth. Man, he can use his mouth the way that you and I using our mouth.
When you threaten
and
one,
he had time to be able to Jesus clarify Lord. That.
When you threaten one, you threaten all.
Yeah, you threaten all, and guess what?
You threaten all. They're the traditional leaders of this country, yeah?
If Pinta don't do what he's supposed to do, he can suffer the same thing.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Let me take a quick commercial break.
You can fight, buddy.
I gotta fight you. I gotta be able to fight you and tell you that the people is calling Michael Clifton Pintard. They don't even say the C no more. Michael Clifton Pintard is the leader of the Free National Movement.
And Howard, I love you, man. I can fight you today, but I love you, but we can fight today. Let's just
I got a problem.
All right, then.
I'll Everyone is using the same language like the Democrats. Michael Clifton Pintard is the leader.
But the leader of the afternoon called the man Philip, though.
He said, because he ain't brave.
My God.
And you better say the Clifton.
So
let me take this quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Pinder Skying, a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky series at Pinder Tile.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Calling all Alive Fiber basketball fans. Get ready to experience the NBA Finals live. Rent paid trip to not one, but two NBA Finals games. It's simple. Just sign up for our Alive NBA League Pass or Infinite Sports X Package by May 16th. Stay connected, enjoy blazing fast internet, and score your chance to witness the NBA action up close. Don't miss out. Visit AliveFiber.com and take your shot at NBA glory. Terms and conditions apply. It's good to be alive.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back. I get some texts coming through. The guy say, Howard, please read my text online. We're here sitting with God. We're just being able to talk a little bit of politics. The lines are open if you want to be able to join me. They says that this is exactly why we millennials and Gen Zs have to get rid of these old baby boomers with the same ideas and the same plan since independence. Millennials are now middle-aged adults with children and grandchildren and still being told that they are too young. Everyone of these parties, it seems that it's more about entitlement than a privilege. If Minnis, Fred, and all the crew that are now 70-plus were the bridge to the future and the people that they mentored, okay. So the FNM has moved on from Minnis. I agree with this text. The FNM has moved on from Minnis.
Yes. The organization itself, yes.
Menace quit. This is heavy. Quit on the F&Ms. This is heavy. And quit on the people. Move on. The rest of us surely has. It's an FYI. Tell God the council rejected Menace, not Pintard. Pintard just delivered the results. And if y'all talk to the people in Kalani outside of his family that the news keep interviewing, this is a text that's coming through, mm-hmm. outside of his family that the news keep interviewing, mm-hmm. okay, this is a heavy one.
I like it.
It says that they will tell you that he was more concerned about being prime minister than member of parliament.
Hey, time is going to tell.
This is sinking.
But I appreciate the opinion, or they may call it their fact. But these are the situations and conversations that we look forward to. And the conclusion is going to be interesting.
Well, I want to be able to talk to this and continue to talk to this. I think we got a telephone call on the line. I got a couple more texts here. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm doing great.
Listen, hey, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's Hubert Minnis thought he was there for the me. He don't know how this thing going.
No, he don't know how this thing go.
His organization. His organization.
And it was here before you.
No organization.
It was here before you. And after you go, it's still going to be here.
Yeah, the reason he was prime minister, because Ingram gone on a red phone, eh?
That's it.
Right?
Wait, that's it.
They, had you an, they took opposition from you, and he had to pull some strings to get you back and win the election at the last minute.
Anytime the big boys touch the red phone, you could forget it. You could forget what you thought.
So that's what Michael Pintard was hoping in the last 3 years that he would have gotten from Menace, and he did not yet acknowledge his man leadership. Yes, you can challenge for leadership, but when you get beat, either you come back within the fold. I'm trying to figure out what his end.
I'm trying to say right now. Let me get to that. Let me talk about the end game, because I started to, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I started to talk about the end game. There's only two things I see here. There's only two things I see here, and y'all gonna let me break this down today. We got time? I got time. Let's go. Either on April 23rd, Hubert Minnis goes into the House of Assembly and resigns from his position as Member of Parliament, which leads the PLP into a by-election in the constituency of Kalani, or Hubert Minnis, takes his time and aligned himself with the coalition of independents.
I didn't think that could happen.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Try I can put this theory out there, and you all tell me if it makes sense.
I didn't chop it down, but go ahead.
It's okay. Irem Lewis, I have never, Irem's my friend, I know Irem good. I've watched Irem from the inception of his politics as Member of Parliament for Central Grand Bahama, as eventually becoming minister, being able to go through everything. Irem is a proverbial government worker. He just take directive.
Okay.
That's what he has shown me.
I didn't see where you're trying to go.
Irem takes directive.
I see where you're trying to go, though.
Okay. Irem sat with me Monday after a conversation that we would have had Friday. No, he sat with me Wednesday, I'm sorry. After a conversation that we had Friday. Mm-hmm. And Irem said he gone to God and he prayed to God.
He talked to capital G-O-D.
He said, I go on, mm-hmm. he said, Howard, I'm very prayerful. I prayed mm-hmm. about this to mm-hmm. make this particular decision. Mm-hmm. But it seems as though that he went to God with the decision in hand and only went for sanctification. I just want to be clear.
You think so?
That he already decided and asked God to sanctify this decision. Yeah, because all of us know, at least you need 3 days to pray to Jesus Christ. 3 days to take your time and wait to hear. You're going to wait to hear back from him.
You got an instant answer.
You can't say, but my God, you wait 21 days sometime for the answer to come.
But he might have been.
But you don't move until the answer come.
He might have been thinking about this for the last 40 days.
Okay, so then we sit down with Irem. I dissect this conversation 68 times in my head. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand when Irem indicated, and I got to get the play for y'all. Irem said to me, I say, Irem, even the residue of Menace, the party seems to want to be able to get rid of. I said, so what do you think about Menace? He said, Howard, the die is already cast. You sat right here with me. Mm-hmm. He said, Howard, the die is already cast, but I would let Menace be able to speak on his own behalf. I wouldn't preempt anything and do anything like that. He'd wait.
And he said he hadn't spoken in minutes.
Hold on now. This is too much. I'm trying to get somewhere with you.
I know you're trying.
You trying to jump ahead of me. I'm just trying to be able to set the thing up.
Yeah, but I got a speed bump. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so now he tell me he speak the minutes. He don't. Yes. And then when we get to it, he said he speak the minutes, but I wouldn't preempt that and let these particular things go. I was confused.
Now I confused.
I was confused, but this is what he say. This is what he said.
So you?
He said he spoke the minutes, but he wouldn't go ahead and say anything. So
said.
I said, Jesus, this is peculiar. Why would he say these particular things?
But he.
I'm going to take me right back to this inception that he's taking directives.
Jesus, have mercy.
He's taking directives. Now, there are some people that we could call is four members of the Free National Movement, seven that sit in the House of Assembly that we know had significant allegiance, three members, if anything, that had significant allegiance to Hubert Alexander Minnis.
I know Reverend Rouse.
Reverend is not in the House of Assembly. Oh. Minnis in the House of Assembly.
Oh, in the House of Assembly?
Minnis in the House of Assembly.
Okay, so who are the three?
Iram in the House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Kwesi in the House of Assembly. Oh, God.
But Kwesi ain't going nowhere.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And Adrian Gibson is in the House of Assembly.
I can understand that one.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
I can understand that one.
We're getting somewhere.
And be careful as you go forward now, so I got something for you.
We're getting somewhere.
I got something for you.
Hypothetically, just being able to throw out a potential scenario, if Minnis has this level of vengeance and his desire to be able to find himself back in the position, he could do the exact same thing in the House of Assembly that was done to him during Loretta's time.
Break it down.
And then Michael Pintard would be the leader of the Free National Movement, but not the leader in the House of Assembly. If what...
That is possible.
If what I'm seeing...
Yeah, that is possible.
...erupts to the forefront. Now, I just probably preempted that.
I can give you that.
Right? I just probably preempted that, and that probably would never happen.
It won't happen for one reason.
But I'm saying to you that these are the plays that I see Minnis having.
Because what happened was...
He could pull down the whole apple cart!
But not no longer. Because what happened, they took too long. And maybe that was a good strategy by the Free National Movement organization. Kwesi Thompson has already given his allegiance to the leadership of Michael Clifton. Say Clifton.
Say Clifton.
I scared to give respect to people. Clifton Pintard, right? Listen to this quote that my good friend Angel sent to me, right? She said, Kwesi says, this next election is not just a campaign, it's a cause. A cause to restore dignity, rebuild trust, and take our Bahamas back. Now, this came from I know he said he had a brilliant speech last night over there.
They had to get Frazee on the ticket.
But that's what I try to tell you.
Listen to me.
That's why I said it's a good strategy. Oh, man, you ain't listening to God.
I'm gushing out.
Okay, then.
The FNM had to be able to ensure that there's no more leaks in the House of Assembly.
But this is what I'm saying.
Okay? They already didn't get... Okay.
But that was smart, though.
Of course, that's a genius
move. But who move you think that was?
Hold on, stop it. Oh, my God, you wouldn't give Michael a play. Michael, Michael showed me.
Oh, that's C. Allen then do that, eh? I just asked him.
Oh, listen to me.
This ain't no playwright move.
Listen to me.
This ain't no medical move. Just a political move.
Michael been in the play. He been in politics for a while,
saying no, but I just saying to you, my spirit tells me it ain't come from there. It come from someone else. That's all I saying. Because this is brilliant. I mean, I'm going to say he's not brilliant.
Listen to me.
But I ain't think they're that brilliant in politics because I've seen him do some errors that ain't brilliant. I tell you, it's straight up dumb. But this right here,
have no more moves. There's only two moves I see him having.
Give me the moves.
He could try to do what I said in the House of Assembly to be able to find himself in a victorious position and strengthen the COI from that particular point. This is just hypothetical stuff.
That's one. Give me the next one.
The next one is force a by-election and watch the FNM scramble.
Why are you so smart?
That's the only two moves.
Why are you so smart? There are the two moves.
There's only two moves.
But how you figure that out?
It's only regular
moves. But me and you ain't got the same head. So how you get that emotion?
You don't have no other moves.
But I know that.
He don't have no other moves.
But I would know how you go on the bed last time you
still,
figure that out.
If he still wants to be involved in politics, if he still wants to show himself strong in these particular areas, the only way he could do that is being able to devise a masterful plan of being able to find himself as leader of the COI. And Lincoln ain't one of them people.
Why he can't start his own party?
The COI is the most... No, he can't.
Why?
No.
Why he can't? But listen, Desmond Banner still there. Raymond Wells still out there. All them fellas still out there. Why he can't call them together and start his own party?
What he can call the party?
That ain't my business. I just want to know if he could do it.
Bitter?
No, it don't matter.
Bitter is better.
Good boy. But you yourself said that this man has...
What do you call the party?
This man has every ability to fight you.
No, but he got to show himself a unifier. So he has to be able to identify and pull himself into position. And Lincoln Bain is in a position where he has just birthed Moses. Now, he know that Herod won't kill Moses. And Herod will do anything to kill Moses. So, you got to be able to pack him and push him right off.
So what you going to do in Menace? You make Menace your deputy? You make
the COI Menace is Moses. So, they got to pack him up and push him off into the green, and hopefully Menace could be able to pick it up. They're hoping for that.
So you say Menace is Moses?
No. I said the COI as an organization.
I heard you.
Is a Moses.
But Menace was the former prime minister. Where are you going to put him?
He has to go back as leader.
This is what he's trying to say.
He's going
to
take on the leadership capacity.
I just said that.
And this is my scenario.
And Lincoln goes to deputy or chairman?
Lincoln goes to chairman.
Why? Because Hiram is deputy?
No. Hiram ain't no deputy.
And who's the deputy? I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Tell me who the deputy is.
Branford McCartney.
Okay.
Watch Bran call me, cuss me out.
But you know what? I spoke to him.
But this is the only hypothetical thing I see.
I spoke to my brother, Branford McCartney. I spoke to him. Conversation about that.
Of course, he didn't.
He said he has not spoken to the minister about anything.
Of course,
and he is recuperating from his knee surgery. He told me that. So,
and I like that spiel. That sounds good.
That sounds good, but you don't believe it because that's your guy. You know, Branwell is your guy.
100%.
Okay, then. And Branwell is my brother.
If he called me, I might put on a black suit. No, I just. He's my guy. I can't go against Bran.
If Bran tell you run, you can run.
Bran is my guy.
If Bran tell you run, you
I
can
gotta
run.
Be able to put the things together and check it out, see if it makes sense. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, God, how you doing? And you, Howard.
You started the wrong way. This is my show. This ain't Sunday. This is Howard's show. Now, go ahead.
I call your names. I know you can call.
I see one thing, right? I understand, right? Don't take this as personal insult. Uh-huh. That you guys may not understand the current new invigorated free national movement led by Michael C. Pintard. Yes.
Clifton Pintard.
Yes.
Right. And the fact that you've seen people who were on the outskirts are now coming back and centering around him. The issue will be revealed in this time, and this is why you see the PLP is in this upheaval and a conversation concerning the new and better, the new and next Bahamas will be happening. But I just want to talk to you about the dangerous delusions, the mm-hmm. perils of unrecognized ignorance in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that, like, for instance, you guys says that Menace would actually jump in the front of a speeding train to see if he could change the direction of the train.
Menace, hold on. There's a couple elements that we have to be able to incorporate in this conversation. You thinking logically, you thinking calm, you thinking this kind of this idea that this is just politics as usual. There is a vengeance.
Not politics as usual.
There
That's
is a vengeance
are,
yeah. that exists within, and we could say that because he didn't gracefully bow out when he was supposed to, when we believe that he should have. He didn't gracefully bow out and allow this particular thing to move forward. He didn't find himself in a position of being able to support the party that made him and gave him an opportunity to move towards leadership and then eventually become prime minister of the country. He's now fighting that organization that gave him an opportunity to be recognized not only locally, regionally, but globally. He's fighting it. Right. So there is a vengeance.
He's fighting an organization that is backed up and being sustained by the people that he wants to lead. He don't have to convince the organization. He has to convince the people. Just the same way you're going to this concept of forming, of aligning with, say, the Coalition of Independence. I don't think Menace will embrace the concept of sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity to throw himself into the COI. And I would tell you, you'll see Satan on the cross and Jesus pairs in his side before you see Lincoln Bain give up leadership of the Coalition of Independence.
I don't agree with you.
No, because Lincoln...
I hear what you said in the first part. I agree with you, but I believe that Lincoln recognized Branville threw his baby out with the bathwater. Branville could have been in a position of leadership right now.
See, for me, that commits to memory the complete timeline and the fact that you may not recognize that Lincoln got his start by the rejection of Hubert Menace, and he began his relentless attack on his so-called
But Lincoln advocacy
else.
Had been from controversial TV way back then.
But see,
I used to watch Lincoln for years.
But this is why it shows that Lincoln, in spite of his commentary, shows that he's ill-prepared for the new interconnected world or for...
But suppose he recognizes and realizes that he's ill-prepared. Lincoln sat on my show and he said the only thing he wants to take on is Minister of Immigration. That's what he said.
Right. But then, see, what happens is as a leader, one must be able to understand, to express the competence of the interconnectivity of how an economy works. If you listen to Lincoln's economic plan, fiscal plan, and monetary plan, it comes from a state of delusion. It's the Kroger-Dunning effect in pure display. And so you have to understand, because you appeal to a small group of people with your rhetoric, doesn't mean that you will appeal to the other 225,000 people. Understand, even when they don't vote, those individuals have influence. And so our country, is, as you have always been agitating, is at a crossword. You see the world is changing. The point that we are now, you know what the thing is? I want you to look up the neoliberalism, which began in 1980 under Ronald Reagan. And now we are coming to this 45-year end of the era and moving into a new dispensation, which technology, which also began in 1980 with the desktop computer, the internet in 1983, the World Wide Web in 92 and some other things in the later years. And so we are in a new dispensation. A new liberal era is coming to an end, and Trump is accelerating that. No matter how we fight, when Trump finishes term, they're going back. And so leadership now must be focused forward.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Right now, we don't have leadership, and you will see this coming out of the FNM, that talks about beyond the consumer mindset, where we're standing on the podium and saying, oh my God, everything we buy, everything we consume is going up, when we should be looking into the future and building where tomorrow will be.
And I'm saying, but this is what I'm saying to you, and I appreciate your telephone call. This is what I'm saying to you, that Michael Pinton has the responsibility, after the dust settles internally in the organization, to now bring those things at the forefront and battle real issues that's happening from the world over.
That's
Let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right, how you doing?
Everything good, man. What's up?
Okay, God.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, there. How you doing?
Man, it's always good to hear from you.
I call out a few steps into the conversation.
Let me hear the steps.
Okay, so all of what you've been talking about, Howard, we've been talking about, in particular myself, since the aftermath there, or leading into the challenge, or even before the convention, certainly leading into the challenge at the convention, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was pointing out all of what you were talking about now. However,
mm-hmm.
what you are describing today, and God sort of teetered around it, but he isn't hitting it exactly. What you are describing today with the FNM demonstrates quite the contrary to what C. Allen talks out of his mouth, right? But it's certainly not being demonstrated in action because, yes, technological advances will continue to move whether we have it together in the Bahamas or not. What we are seeing displayed today is an ancient government move. And certainly we are stuck in the drunken stupor of ancient political movement in this country. There's nothing advanced about the way things are moving at all. When if what you are saying remains true or proves true, right? The only person within the FNM, frankly speaking, and this has nothing to do with me because I'm not an FNM, I'm a PLP. Right?
I think we know.
And I have my own challenges from where I see the PLP is right now. Okay? Before you let me go on the PLP, Howard. Minnis, frankly speaking, is the only person who is demonstrating that he can stand independent of the ancient or prehistoric existing influences in the FNM to try and create a new culture in the FNM. What you are seeing happening right now, and I'm not knocking Pintard either, right? Because I understand where he came from in terms of his fight and his struggle to hold on to the leadership of the FNM and of the opposition this entire time, right? And I understand what it took in order for him to do it, right? See, but that's where the statement that Minnis made, and I said this to you before, Howard, that's where the statement that he made comes true and comes to life. When he separated himself as prime minister. Sanz is not in a position to do that as the chairman in an opposition party. Minister was in a position to do that as prime minister in the country. And he took the lead and he took the initiative to separate his shadow outside of the shadow of Hubert Ingram and the oligarchs that control the FNM, like shadows or like undercurrents, as you described to or described earlier, right? Pintard is not in that position. The problem will come about, and for those who aren't thinking forward or forward thinking, the problem will come about, Howard, when or if or when, if God has it, that the FNM was to form government. That's when you will see the real problem come about, Howard, because if Pintard, and I continue to say this from the election, Howard, if Pintard is unable to not only say it out of his mouth, but demonstrate it in his action, that he is separated from the influence of those who had their time passed, similar to what Prime Minister Davis said to Ingram when Ingram tried to get into his affairs as Prime Minister. You had your time. Keep quiet. That's a similar act to what minister. That's a real man act. Pintard has to be able to demonstrate that exact same thing. In addition to that, Howard, which all are missing out is this. Minister has another move. Remember what happened in the American
let me write down the next move.
Kamala Harris and Biden. You remember, Howard?
When Biden stepped down and Kamala
exactly.
was...
Exactly. When they forced him to step down, right? Everybody joined the bandwagon to push.
The DNC did that.
Said it again.
The DNC, with the influence of Barack Obama, caused Biden
everyone
to take that kind of position.
Everyone joined the bandwagon to push Biden down.
Right.
And look what happened. And look what happened, Howard. Look what happened. The very theme is shaping up within the FNM. And if you see Minnis keeps quiet and steps aside, which is in my view, would be his most mature and his most mature and powerful political move. The people who support Minnis in the thousands, perhaps tens of thousands across this country will recognize that move.
And go back to him.
And listen to me. Listen to me, Howard.
Antonio, I ain't got more time to listen. Go ahead. Quickly.
You should know this as an experienced political commentator and observer, right? Howard, the sympathy vote,
I know.
Sympathy, those people will.
Yeah, but Minnis got to deplete. He got to deplete that. He got to deplete that green eye, that red eye. He got to deplete that kind of that focus and find himself in that kind of position. Anton, I thank you for your telephone call, my brother. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for that. Somebody texted me just now, Garth, and say, "Howard, I want you to read the whole text." The text was 6 pages long. They need to stop. It says, "Please read the whole text." It says, "I'm missing 2 other moves. What about if Dr. Minnis and Branville McCartney reforming the more powerful DNA party with Minnis?" The DNA is not a more powerful party. It's an obsolete party. The thing is done. And Branville is a projection or the concept of the idea that existed at that particular time. So we're just talking. And all these are just potential scenarios about the thing that all of us love, which is politics, to find a new path of leadership. And possibly, if the PLP has a true contender in the upcoming elections, the FNM got to settle their issues internally and find themselves victorious and speaking to things that is going to come down the pipeline and being able to do those things. I think we're going to up for a good season. And we're going to deep dive into those conversations. Let me see if I got Bran to come sit with me tomorrow. Guys, Garth, I want to thank you so very kindly for sitting with me today. Guys, that's the show today. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed, right here on The Foundation.
Foundation. The Foundation.